you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was the particular song choice where I was like, okay, Obama, all right. Neighbors think you selling dope. They thought you were selling dope at the White House. I wouldn't put it past people to think that about the first black president. What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky. Our other host, A-Dub, is a little bit under the weather today, so she's going to be with us in spirit, all right? But it's Tuesday, a few things to get to. So Trick Daddy got into it with a woman outside of a Miami nightclub. My goodness. A$AP Rocky and Rihanna popped out in the Bronx for a video shoot, and let's just say they made some kids' day while they were out there. Now, we also have G Herbo giving us an update on a potential G Herbo Polo G collaboration album. The baby decided to teach some kids a lesson after they kind of tried to get over on him. And Barack Obama has dropped his official summer playlist for 2021. Let's get down to it. All right, so let's start off with Trick Daddy. He's already been under fire for his remarks on our Queen Bee, Beyonce. He said she couldn't sing and she wasn't giving back to the music. And the Beehive tore his ass apart, okay? But this isn't even about that. So recently, some footage surfaced of Trick Daddy getting into a shouting match and an altercation with a woman outside of a nightclub in Miami. According to reports, this whole incident happened because Trick allegedly paid for the woman and her friends to get into the nightclub, paid for their drinks, prayed for them to have a good time. And once the night was over, this woman allegedly did not want to go home with Trick Daddy, which allegedly upset him. And they say that's how the back and forth started. In the video, you can hear Trick Daddy saying, "Oh, you want to go viral? Touch me." Then he did a big no-no. He grabbed the woman by the wrist and she was basically like, "Who are you?" She swung at Trick Daddy, and then you see Trick Daddy swinging back. It was just a very messy, toxic scenario, and definitely a situation that shouldn't have even gotten that far to begin with. Now, I know we said on the podcast it was toxic summer, and it is toxic summer, but toxic don't mean get physical and be yelling and screaming out in public. Toxic just means, you know, maybe you texting 3, 4, or 5 different people. Well, that's what we meant by it anyway. But Trick Daddy and this woman took toxic to a whole different level, and here's a little bit of that.
You want to go viral? Touch me in front of the phone guy, like, yeah, don't play with me. I'm giving you something. Don't try to let them know.
Listen,
what I'm trying to tell you.
I do not play.
If you're wondering why it ended so abruptly like that, because that is when the woman swung on Trick Daddy. So yeah, this is just another reason why you cannot do things for people with the expectation that they owe you something. Now, we don't have the full picture of what happened that night, but like I said, according to people that were there, Trick Daddy had paid for this woman and her friends to get in the club, and maybe he felt like that entitled him to something. I just want to say it does not matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you buy drinks. It doesn't matter if you buy a section. It doesn't matter if you pay for the Uber. Like, no one owes you. If you're doing it with the expectation that somebody owes you, don't do it. Now, you can do it in hopes that it may lead somewhere or for the possibility, but to act as if you're entitled, that's just where we have to draw the line. We can't. It doesn't matter what you do. You're not entitled to someone's time, body, anything like that. So if that's what happened here, this is a prime example of why you just need to take heed. Hopefully everybody involved is fine and well. Now let's move on to some more wholesome content. I'm talking about A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. They have been given major bae goals, major couple goals lately, and recently they just went viral. So on Sunday, they popped out in the Bronx and they were seen around town, booed up, shooting scenes for a new music video, right? Now, in one of these clips, it looks like Rihanna is waiting outside of some sort of jail or detention center, and she's like out there waiting on ASAP Rocky's release. Once Rocky comes out, they embrace each other, they take each other in, and then you have everybody on the side looking, oohs, ahs, all that. Now, the word is the video that they're shooting could be from a song on ASAP Rocky's upcoming album, All Smiles, which is set to follow up his 2018 release called Testing. But whatever the reason they were shooting it, Rocky took a moment out to hang out with some of the kids that were hanging around the shoot, and he wound up buying out the ice cream truck for all the kids to enjoy the ices and coquitos, all on Rihanna and or ASAP's dime. So I'm sure that definitely made their day. It's always great to see Rihanna and ASAP Rocky out and about. I'm hoping it's more for Rihanna's album than it is for ASAP's album, but I'm not really gonna hold my breath on that one because clearly Rihanna is not focused on putting out music and giving us more tune and vibe for the summer. But if by some stretch of the imagination this is for Rihanna, I don't know. I think her guys that she dates are her muses. Like, I'm not gonna lie, when she was dating Travis Scott, that's when we got Anti, the best Rihanna album. When she was dating Chris Brown, we got some fire music back then. I don't know. I think these guys might be Rihanna's muses, so maybe we will get the album. Like I said, not holding my breath, but that would be fire. Okay, so now let's talk about G Herbo. So we know he recently released his new album, 25, and then there's been rumors floating around that he supposedly was going to do a joint album with Polo G. So in a conversation with Apple Music, Herb basically said, "It's all hearsay right now. We ain't even mapped nothing out. I just think it got potential to happen and would be something that's crazy. It really is just us putting time together and going and getting with it. It's definitely something the culture needs. Chicago definitely needs it. So it's a matter of us sitting down and working it out and mapping it out. It's got to make perfect sense." Now, I think Herbo and Polo G would be a perfect collab, honestly, because Polo G has the more melodic sound. I think Polo's a bit better at tapping into his emotions and just painting that picture with his music. G Herbo paints pictures as well, but it's more of a, this is my story, this is what's happening. With Polo G, he kind of gives you the emotions behind it. So I think they would be a perfect kind of combination, a cocktail of Chicago and drill and all that. So I would like to hear a Polo G and G Herbo collab. Now, speaking of drill, G Herbo was also talking about how he loves what New York did with drill music and the whole movement. He said they took something that was already there and enhanced it. He said, "I don't feel like they took it and tried to run with Chicago style. They made it unique and they made it hot and fun again. That's why I mess with it, for real." And I love that G Herbo was able to big up New York drill instead of being salty and being like, "Oh, we started that. Y'all took that from us." He basically showing love like, no, you're enhancing the art form. You're spreading the art form into places that it's never even been before by putting that extra exposure on it. So I was impressed by him embracing that. Because a lot of the time what happens is when a style spreads into a different place, people try to restrict it and just keep it in that one place instead of allowing people to join in and participate in the sound and spread the sound to other regions. They try to just keep it locked into just them and then get mad when anyone else does it. And I think a lot of the times that's because people don't credit the original, where the art form actually started and comes from. So that's a part of the problem when a lot of people take the sounds and run with them. But when they actually give the credit where it's due and they enhance the sound and they bring something new to it, they put their own flavor on it, that's when it works out like this, like drill music. So we love that. In the same interview, G Herbo also bigged up Fabio Foreign. He bigged up Pop Smoke. And he also revealed that him and Pop Smoke had some music before Pop Smoke passed away. So we might be getting some new G Herbo and Pop Smoke. You never know. And plus, Pop Smoke's new album is coming out in a few days. So maybe G Herbo will pop up on that. He also said he has music with Fabio Foreign. And he just threw it out there that he wants to work with Rowdy Rebel. So Chicago drill, New York drill, joining up, forming together like Voltron. Hey, I would like to see it. I really would. All right, now that we off the wholesomeness, let's get on to the baby, okay? So first off, you know you can't get over on the baby. That's one. He not going for nothing, all right? That's off top. So on Sunday, the baby posted this Instagram video. There were some kids trying to sell him some candy. You know, typical, coming up to you. Hey, want to buy some candy? And then when the baby inquired about the prices, the kids told him a very high number. And long story short, the baby was basically like, nah, check it out.
Baby. We just trying to raise some donations.
Yeah, we got that.
What you want for the box? 200. 200? Yeah, 200. I mean,
what you charge for?
$2
so bad, it's $100, $200.
I make $400 every day off donations.
Wait, how much you want for your box?
These niggas.
You make $400 off that?
Yeah, I'm
and you sell them for $2?
Yeah, and I got for $25.
Let's count. It's
34 times.
Exactly. What's 34 times 2, my boy? It ain't 200.
That's
$2. It ain't
$100.
$68. What about you?
I'm making
$200. See, y'all. See, look. See. You give me one.
So if you could hear it, they were trying to sell the baby a box of Skittles for $200. And then the other kid had a box of Gushers. He was trying to sell that for $200. But what the baby did not finish letting them explain was he was saying that they were trying to get donations. So he said he sells the candy, the packs of Skittles, for $2 a piece, but they make like $400 every day off donations. So yeah, they're selling the candy, but they're also asking for donations at the same time. But I don't think the baby let them get that part out though. He was just basically like, nah, y'all trying to finesse me, man. You got 34 packs of Skittles, 34 times 2 is 68, and you're trying to charge me $200 for the box. That don't add up. That's basically what he was saying. And he probably thought they were trying to get over because it was the baby. Maybe they were, or maybe they legitimately do get extra money and donations every day. But what was also funny about the video was the baby pulled out this big money stack, like a lot of money. It looked like at least a couple thousand in there, maybe about 2,000. And he peeled off a few ones and called it a day at that. Like, he was just like, nah, I'm not paying $200 for the box of candy. That's not it. That's not what we doing. And social media kind of got on him about this. Same thing that kind of happened with the Meek Mill situation where he gave the kids $20 for the waters. They were basically like, oh, you pulled out all that money. You could have gave them more. And they were also saying, like, they were asking for donations too. But I don't think he honestly heard that part. I think he just thought they were trying to overcharge him for the candy. But you know, if it's one thing social media is going to do, they are going to count somebody's pockets and they are going to monitor what you decide to give away as your charity. Now, I just look at it like, would it have been nice for the baby to give them a couple extra dollars? Yes, it would have been great. Is he obligated to? No. So that's where I stand on it. I just think he should have heard them out a little bit more before he made that decision. But let's talk about our favorite forever president, Barack Obama, now. So he put out his summer 2021 playlist. And some of our faves are up there. The Migos, Jay-Z, SZA, Jasmine Sullivan, J. Cole, and more. So let's go into a few of these songs. Okay, so he's got Jasmine Sullivan, Pick Up Your Feelings, as the first song listed on this playlist. When I tell you how much I smiled when I saw that, I'm like, yes, finally, our girl Jasmine is getting the recognition she so has been deserving of for the past several years. So I was super, super glad to see that. He also has Rihanna's Desperado up here. He's got Leave the Door Open, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic. He got some Erykah Badu up here. Okay, let me find out Obama be getting into his neo-soul vibes at the crib. I know that one is Michelle. That's got to be Michelle's impact right there. Now, we also have some Jay-Z up here. You know Obama loves him some Hove. He's got Allure by Jay-Z. Now, he's also got a classic up here. Got to shout out Roy Ayers. Everybody loves the Sunshine. Now, one that I was like, when I saw it was J. Cole's Neighbors is up here. I was like, Obama, you like a little, I know, I'm sure he liked J. Cole, but it was the particular song choice. So I was like, okay, Obama, all right, Neighbors think you selling dope. They thought you was selling dope at the White House. I wouldn't put it past people to think that about the first black president. No, I'm just playing, but he also has SZA up here, Good Days. And I was like, okay, Obama, staying current with it. Now, the one that shocked me the most, though, I cannot lie. He has Drake and Lil Baby, Wants and Needs, on this list. Now, I saw this. I was like, ain't no way. I know Obama is not in the crib playing no Drake and Lil Baby, Wants and Needs. Now, what you gonna tell me next? He's in there playing Lemon Pepper Freestyle. What's next? I don't know. Obama might gotta relax on that one. I don't know about that one. I think Sasha and Malia was like, Daddy, you gotta put some Lil Baby up there. I think that's what happened, because you can't convince me that Obama be in the crib listening to Lil Baby. I don't know about that one. But he also has her and Lil Baby on there too. The song is off her's new album, Back of My Mind, and it's called Find a Way. So, I don't know. Maybe Obama is a Lil Baby fan. He's got two Lil Baby songs up here. But that's the gist of the list. Of course, we want to hear your thoughts on it. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music, Stitcher, wherever you're listening at, make sure you subscribe, and tell a friend to subscribe too, man. We growing and building. We on these podcast charts out here. I mean, we on it. So if you want to say you was there day one putting people on, make sure you tell some friends about it. Also, be sure to subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel. That is Hip Hop DX. And follow DX on all socials at Hip Hop DX. Of course, you can follow the DX Daily Squad too, you know. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms. And A-Dub is at A-Dub on all platforms. Hit us up, give us some podcast feedback, and we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.